Hi and welcome to the City Journal podcast. I'm Natasia Ralios and today I have the pleasure of interviewing Natalie Ioannidis, a reporter at Channel 10 News. Welcome, Natalie.
Thanks for having me.
I'd like to start by discussing the underrepresentation of women in Australian sports media. Dr. Kim Toffoletti, a member of Deakin University's Sports Centre for Research, once said that we don't see enough female sports reporters, photographers, and content creators, so we don't tend to see a focus on women athletes or women's sports stories. As a sports reporter with years of experience in the industry, do you think improvements are being made to employ more women in sports journalism?
I think it's definitely getting better compared to what it was, you know, even just 10, 15 years ago. You see more women in roles that they wouldn't have been in a couple of decades ago. For example, somebody like Kelly Underwood, who is commentating for Fox Footy at the moment in AFL matches. She is an excellent commentator, but when Kelly first came onto the scene and started commentating for television back in the early 2000s, it wasn't something that was widely accepted. So I think that there is a lot more acceptance of women in media roles, and I think that while we are underrepresented, it is getting a lot better. That said, you can always do better. And I think that there needs to probably be a push to try and get more women involved. And there are lots of programs. The state government's got a program, Making Their Call, I think it might be called, to try and get more women involved in broadcasting sport media. And the rise of women's sports as well is also helping in that regard. But a lot still does need to be done. There's a lot more acceptance than what there was, but we've still got a long way to go.
You mentioned Kelly Underwood, who was the first woman to commentate an AFL match on TV. Do you think that there will be more commentating opportunities in the future for young female journalists?
Oh, without doubt. I think that, you know, you've got these trailblazers like a Kelly who have done the really, really hard yards to make it a little bit easier for the next generations coming through. And a lot of young girls can look at that and say, that is a potential career path for me. And it's exactly the same with women's sport. 20 years ago, if you wanted to play football, there was no career progression there. You played at Auskick level, you might have played at junior level, but then that was simply it.
When you started your career, did you experience any challenges working in a male-dominated industry, or were things starting to get a bit better at that point?
There's always challenges. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're a woman, a man, there's always going to be challenges. Men will say that they can't get into the industry because they didn't play football, for example. So there's always going to be those challenges. Women might say that they can't get into the industry because they're not models, which, I mean, a lot of the television presenters in sport are models.
On that, I've also noticed that there are a few AFLW players, like Melbourne captain Daisy Pearce, who also commentate. In your opinion, is there still an opportunity for young women who don't play elite sport to work in sports media?
It's getting harder and harder. A lot of those positions are going to women that have played the game. But I do think that there is scope for anyone who's passionate and, you know, about the industry, about sport in particular, to really carve a niche for themselves. I'm not saying it's easy to get into it, but there's certainly an opportunity for people that are really passionate and are really committed.
And finally, what support did you receive as a young journalist, and what would you have wanted as an up-and-coming reporter?
I did a broadcast internship at the ABC, which was a female sports broadcast internship, which they did for, it was a 12-month internship that they gave to one person every year, which was an amazing grounding, and I learnt so much. Unfortunately, that doesn't exist anymore due to a lot of budget cuts that have affected the ABC, but those pathways are there that weren't there, and the training was invaluable, really, to launching a career in the industry. And throughout my time, wherever I've been, there's always been someone that is more senior that you'd be able to talk to. And I've been really lucky because there have been a lot of women that have gone before me and have, like I said, already forged the path and have they're ready to offer advice and to help you through as well, because they've been there and they know exactly what challenges you are facing in particular.
Natalie Ioannidis, thank you so much for your time.